Dr. Brian Gilliard to emphasize the commitment to strengthening the quality of human resources in the energy sector through research and innovation. Gilliard noted in a statement on Wednesday that the ministry wants to ensure superior human resources in the energy sector that can grow and research and innovation can be directed to support the energy industry that is currently developing. He also stated that the ministry is keen on developing research within campuses to truly support national energy targets. Council reviewed the Herbal and Horticulture Science and Technology Park in Humbang, Hasin Butang District, North Sumatra, to ensure the facility's readiness to produce superior seeds to support food security. The National Economic Council Chairman Luhut Binsar Panjaitan noted in a statement that food security starts with the superior seeds that the country has to boost its agricultural production. That's the news. service of radio with topics in Indonesia, broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Music and Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh, Yeah, the
yes, the price is affordable and the quality is good. Those are the recognition of most visitors at the Wolfen Craft Center in Rajapola. According to the visitors, typical Wolfen of Rajapola has high quality with affordable price. However, there are an unyielding spirit of Rajapola Wolfen businessmen behind the visitors' admiration. Rajapola is a sophisticated in plastic Malaya region famous Java, which is famous for its Wolfen Crafts. Spread by the southern main of Java Island, anyone can find the region easily. Moreover, there are shops displaying various forms of Wolfen Crafts along the street. Wolfen Crafts is fiber that is thought to form an object, such as basket, fan, bed, and even the wall of home. Wolfen techniques and handicraft businesses are inherited through generations in Rajapola. Before selling to the shops along the street of Rajapola, the Wolfen Crafts are processed in the surrounding villages. Not far from the noisy Rajapola street, it is located a quiet, Sukarwas creative village. It is only heard the sound of river flow, insects, friction of leaves, and vehicles that rarely pass it. While the local residents are busy to run handicraft businesses in their homes respectively. Right across the welcoming board of Sukarwas creative village, we met Asap, one of the Wolfen Craftsmen who lives there. Actually, there are some parents, colleagues, in this village too. It was approximately 15 years ago from 2002, if I'm not wrong. But Asap's Wolfen products are quite variety, starting from wallets, bags, baskets, and others. Almost all of their products are sent to craft centers in various regions in Indonesia. The main materials are usually used by Asap, including pandanus and nandang. But Asap also shared about the production process of his craft business, which is a part breakdown in gold. They serve as pattern made to enter craftsmen. Everything is brought to the house, so it can't be made at a shop or craft center. Finished crafts consisting of five phases. Firstly, we took raw materials from the sea. Then we made coloring. After that, it is brought back here. Then the material is delivered to homes to be processed into bags and brought here again. After that, we bring it to the craftsman, who can make clothes, then given accessories. After that, the products can be sold. The point is that almost all manufacturing processes involve many people. Thousands of Asap's wooden products are made of pandanus and nandang leaves, made by dozens of pairs of hands of the craftsman. One of the craftsmen is the owner. She admitted that his family had been long time running the profession as Wolfen Craftsman. He also asked Pa Ojak to give an example of the living process. Before starting, Pa Ojak showed some of the simple equipment she usually used. The tool depends on the material of Wolfen Crafts. This is a wire for pulling. This is a hammer. It can beat up so that it will be solid. This mold is made of wood. This is for bags and it depends on size. This is the smallest. Pa Ojak's wooden mold is very simple. Five wooden blades are strung like a frame. The widest bar becomes the base. Two more blades nailed to the two base ends of the mold becomes the side of the mold. Then the last two blades are mounted on the side edge, becomes the top mold. Then these more nails are used at the top of the mold. But without showing how to do a weaving process, at cons, the process is quite simple, like sewing or knitting. His hand deftly guides dozens of meters of nandang wrapped around the mold. However, it's quite difficult for Pa Ojak to give an explanation while weaving. The process can take 3 hours. For those who are proficient, can do it only an hour. How many days do you usually make the bags? It depends on the condition, sometimes 5 or 6 days. Yes, it really needs to be painstaking.
Although the income is uncertain.
It is worrying enough that Rajapola is not a to Halim Padmakusuma every day. Now it has also additional routes from Pacific Maya to Sana. We will see new access to Kajati Airport as well. In Mata Winka, that will become an international airport. Next month, there will be operated to replace Hussein Airport and Halim Airport because Mata Airport has quite crowded. Since Kajati Airport will be provided as an international airport, there will be road access from Bandis to Pacific Maya. Because international flights, there will also be open domestic flights between Kajati and Vidya Dinata Airport. We will found a marketing center and outlets. For example, during the economic crisis, they did find difficulties to get the capital.
Ya, kita semua maklum tentang kita masih masih berbalang. Tapi sebenarnya kita cara khususnya untuk masyarakat Malaysia kreatif dan masyarakat berbalang dia selalu bisa.
I admit that Pacific Malaya community are very creative. For capital problems, they can find a way out. I can see they were not dependent on the capital. They were familiar with the crisis. And in the 1970s, during the economic crisis, it was not affected by community. We carry out the development of creative industries through the private products. And this is a utilization rather than an economic capability that may not depend on matters relating to fiscal policy at the time. Many companies ran out of business. Because loan repayments are quite large. But industry in Pacific Maya continue to run, even if able to support the regional economy. Independency seems to be character of people in Pacific Maya, including businessmen of Rajapura Wolf & Cuffs, such as Eko Vinarko, a reseller of bag Wolf & Cuffs. Without having a store, he can get additional income every month. I cannot imagine how about the order. I've got an order once in a month. I'm not in that cost list. I believe I'm